With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Iran, search continues for the helicopter crash. Chopper carried Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and went down in very heavy mountainous areas in the northwest part of the country, hurting the operation right now to get to that scene. Extremely heavy fog. The battle is shaping up. Joe Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to participate in two debates, one in June, one in September. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump promising to reverse Biden administration policies and restore American prosperity.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
Addressing the National Rifle Association members in Texas yesterday, the former president also thanked the members for their patriotism. Also at SRNnews.com, yet another Russian strike, this time in northeastern Ukraine. Karen Chamas has the story.
At least 10 people have been killed in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. Paramedics treat an injured man with a head wound from the Russian attack in Kharkiv. Resident Marina Inatova told the AP, "Everything fell on us immediately. We lay watching TV. All the windows, everything flew at us at once." Russia's Ministry of Defense said that its forces in the area were continuing to advance into what it called the depths of the enemy's defense. Ukraine's general staff said Russia had stepped up its attacks around Kharkiv and that the situation was dynamic. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is SRN News. Well, most evangelical Christians do not think the label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court upholding a lower court ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 has covered transgenderism. This is SRN News. Now, you've had fair warning, never stick decals on your steering wheel.
That's because the decals can be hurled at drivers if the airbags inflate in a crash. The warning from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration comes after another driver was severely hurt by a flying emblem during a crash. The airbag inflated and sent two pieces of metal from an aftermarket decal into the driver's face and neck. The injury was the second it is aware of involving an aftermarket decal. The agency is urging people to avoid buying the decals and to remove them if they're already on steering wheels. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Georgia say 11 people have been treated for their wounds after gunfire broke out overnight in Savannah. But police say while there was gunfire, it's still not clear if all of the injuries stem from gunshots. So far, there have been no arrests. More details at SRNnews.com.